Recorded Books and RB Digital present When He Was Wicked by Julia Quinn. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Part 1. March, 1820. London, England. Chapter 1.
I wouldn't call it a jolly good time, but it's not as bad as that. There are women, after all, and where there are women, I'm bound to make merry.
From Michael Stirling to his cousin, John, the Earl of Kilmartin. Posted from the 52nd Foot Guards during the Napoleonic Wars. In every life there is a turning point. A moment so tremendous, so sharp and clear, that one feels as if one's been hit in the chest, all the breath knocked out, and one knows, absolutely knows, without the merest hint of a shadow of a doubt, that one's life will never be the same. For Michael Stirling, that moment came the first time he laid eyes on Francesca Bridgerton. After a lifetime of chasing women, of smiling slyly as they chased him, of allowing himself to be caught, and then turning the tables until he was the victor, of caressing and kissing and making love to them, but never actually allowing his heart to become engaged, he took one look at Francesca Bridgerton and fell so fast and so hard into love, it was a wonder he managed to remain standing. Unfortunately for Michael, however, Francesca's surname was to remain Bridgerton a mere 36 hours longer. The occasion of their meeting was, lamentably, a supper celebrating her imminent wedding to his cousin. Life was ironic that way, Michael liked to think.